Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Winning Formula Leadership, Strategy and Motivation the F1 Way is a business and performance nonfiction book by former Formula One driver David Coulthard. Rather than presenting a technical motorsport manual, it uses Coulthard's experience in elite racing to examine how high-pressure teams operate, how drivers prepare mentally, and how race strategy is built through coordination and precision. The book is organized around the driver, the team, and the race, which gives it a clear structure and allows it to connect personal discipline with collective execution. Coulthard writes in an accessible, conversational style, drawing on his career as a driver commentator and entrepreneur to show how Formula One methods can illuminate broader ideas about leadership, preparation, and decision-making. Its purpose is not to offer abstract theory, but to translate the working habits of top-level motorsport into lessons about effort, focus, resilience, and collaboration. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, work ethic as the foundation behind elite performance. A central idea in the book is that work ethic matters more than talent alone. Coulthard presents sustained effort, discipline, and consistency as the bedrock of achievement in racing and beyond. This is not framed as a generic encouragement to work hard, but as a practical principle shaped by a sport where every detail is measured and every weakness is exposed. He links this attitude to his upbringing, especially the example set by his parents, who balanced demanding work with support for his karting career. That background helps explain why the book treats effort as a system of habits rather than a slogan. In Coulthard's account, preparation, repetition, and responsibility create the conditions in which skill can actually matter. The value of this theme is that it grounds performance in ordinary behaviors that are controllable, rather than in charisma or exceptional raw ability. Secondly, mental resilience and decision-making under racing pressure. The book repeatedly treats racing as a mental contest as much as a physical one. Coulthard emphasizes concentration, emotional control, and resilience because Formula One exposes drivers to split-second choices where hesitation or panic can cost a result. He discusses risk perception, instinct, and decision-making as interlocking parts of performance, showing that success depends on more than technical driving skill. The driver must judge when to attack, when to conserve, and when to trust immediate intuition shaped by experience. This makes the mental side of racing a discipline of awareness. A driver must remain composed while processing rapid changes in track conditions, rivals, and strategy. The book's broader implications is that performance in demanding environments often depends on staying clear-headed when pressure rises, not on eliminating pressure itself. That gives the reader a concrete model for thinking about judgment, confidence, and self-management in any high-stakes setting. Thirdly, the team dynamic behind every race result. One of the book's strongest themes is that Formula One success is never produced by the driver alone. Coulthard shows how engineers, mechanics, strategists, and pit crew members shape outcomes through coordination and trust. The book makes clear that relationships inside the team can make or break a race, because the smallest communication failure or procedural mistake can undo excellent individual performance. This perspective is important because it shifts attention away from heroic individualism and toward operational interdependence. Coulthard's treatment of the team also reflects the reality that modern racing is highly specialized. Each role contributes a different form of expertise, and those roles must align under time pressure. In that sense, the book is as much about managing collaboration as it is about driving. Its practical value lies in showing that elite performance depends on how well people share information, respect roles, and maintain confidence in one another when conditions become chaotic. Fourthly, racecraft as a chain of strategic choices from qualifying to overtaking. The book does not treat racing as a single event of speed, but as a sequence of strategic decisions. Coulthard looks at the race weekend through the logic of qualifying, pit stops, track position, overtaking, and timing, showing that victory is built through a series of interconnected choices. This approach highlights how Formula One rewards planning as much as raw pace. A fast lap matters, but it must fit into a larger structure of tire management, positioning, and adaptation to changing conditions. By breaking the race into practical phases, Coulthard reveals how strategy shapes the opportunities that drivers later try to convert into results. This is one reason the book appeals beyond motorsport fans. It shows that complex performance environments often require short-term execution inside a longer tactical frame. The book's emphasis on racecraft also reinforces a broader lesson that good decisions often depend on understanding context, not simply reacting quickly. Lastly, using Formula One as a model for business, leadership, and personal development, Coulthard positions the book at the intersection of sport and business. Using Formula One as a source of transferable lessons rather than a closed world of specialist knowledge, he draws on his own move into broadcasting and entrepreneurship to show that the habits built in racing can inform other fields, especially those that require planning, teamwork, and accountability. At the same time, the book does not claim that every F1 principle translates perfectly into ordinary business life. That limitation matters because it keeps the book from becoming simplistic or overpromising. Its real strength is more specific. It uses a recognizable high-performance environment to illustrate how standards are built and maintained under pressure. Readers looking for a conventional management handbook may find it less comprehensive. But readers interested in leadership through the lens of an elite team sport will find a distinctive perspective. The book stands out because it offers applied insight without abandoning its motorsport roots. In conclusion, The Winning Formula is best suited to readers who want more than a memoir from a former Formula One driver. Racing fans will appreciate the access it gives to the working reality of F1, while readers interested in leadership, teamwork, and performance will find a concrete example of how elite organizations function. It is especially useful for those who prefer lessons grounded in lived experience rather than in abstract management language. The book offers practical value through its focus on work ethic, mental discipline, team coordination, and strategic thinking, all drawn from a world where margins for error are extremely small. What distinguishes it from many similar books is that it does not simply borrow sports imagery to decorate business advice. Instead, it uses Formula One as a real operating model and explains why coordination, preparation, and composure matter when outcomes depend on fine distinctions. That makes it more specific than a general motivation book and more approachable than a technical motorsport text. For readers who want a disciplined, experience-based account of performance under pressure, it is a strong and memorable choice. If you would like to support David Coulthard, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.